Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Mary and we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a moment to please help me out?
Who's this?
This is Mary, miss.
Okay, Mary, I could help you.
Yes, we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions.
Okay.
Do you have a few minutes so you can help me out? I'm sorry?
Sure.
Yeah, sure? You said sure?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, miss. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
Of my what?
What is the year of your birth?
1995.
Thank you. Okay. And are you registered to vote or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. Thank you. We are moving to the next one. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm Hispanic.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the Hispanic origin do you consider yourself?
I'm Latin, I'm Mexican-American.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race?
White.
Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? I'm going to read out. It is your own future. You feel positive or negative?
I feel positive.
Thank you. And for the future of the country, you feel positive or negative?
I feel positive.
Okay, thank you. And for the future of the planet, you feel positive or negative?
I feel positive.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to move to the next one. And it says, how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community.
I would go with an 8.
Okay, thank you so much. And the next one is, of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? Racism and discrimination, gun violence, education, climate change, student loans, crime, economy and cost of living, healthcare, national security, abortion access, mental health, immigration. You can choose 3.
I could choose 3, so I'll go with number 1.
Racism and discrimination?
Yeah.
Okay. And the second one?
I'll go with immigration.
Immigration. Okay. And the third one?
And crime.
Okay. Thank you. We are moving to the next one. Okay. Thinking about this charter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? The first one is relationships, like romantic, partnership, or friendships, having or caring for children, hobbies and free time activities, advancing in your career, caring for senior family members, improving or maintaining physical health, economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining mental health, work-life balance, contributing to positive change in your community, your education.
I didn't understand. Sorry, my husband walked in.
Yeah, no problem. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Relationships, having or caring for children, hobbies and free time activities, advancing in your career, caring for senior family members, improving or maintaining physical health, economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining mental health, work-life balance, contributing to positive change in your community, your education.
So, go with mental health. Go with mental health, economic stability, and and caring for elderly, you know?
Let me see. I can read out again the options that we have. It says relationships, having or caring for children, hobbies and free time activities.
Caring for children. The caring for children.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to move to the next one. It is, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. It says being young, being a woman, your role in relationships, your profession, your personality, your hobbies or interest, your sexual orientation, being a member of your racial ethnic group, being American, your spiritual religious belief.
Go with culture.
With culture? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
We can, let me see the culture. We have being young, being a woman, your role in relationships, your profession, your personality, your hobbies or interests.
Profession.
I'm sorry?
Your profession.
Okay. You can choose up to three.
Your profession, your hobbies.
Uh-huh.
And your personality.
Okay. Thank you so much. We are moving to the next one. And it says, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel the most often? You may choose up to two of the following. I'm going to read out the options, and they are exhaustion, dread, anger slash frustration, disappointment slash sadness, pride, happiness, or hope?
Hope, happiness.
Okay. You may choose up to two of the following, please.
Hope and happiness.
Okay. Sure. Thank you. The next one, it says, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? I'm going to read out this statement, and they are statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
You lost me.
I'm going to read out again, no worries. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Okay, the statement A says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
I'll go with the second choice.
With the second, statement B?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And the next one, it says, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following, and the options are not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, too many old white men in power, the other says, power-hungry politicians seeking control, the other says, systematic racism, and the other, the two-party system, or corporate money has too much influence, division and gridlock between political parties, or politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people.
And or politicians. And politicians.
Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You may choose up to three of the following, please.
The racism?
Yes, systematic racism. And what else?
We have the two parties, the leadership parties.
Okay, let me see. The two-party system.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you so much, Miss. And the next one is, how much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first it is, Congress. How much do you trust on them? A lot, someone, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. And the next one is, the Supreme Court, how much do you trust in them?
Somewhat.
Okay. And in the President Biden?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And for the community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions, do you feel a trust a lot, somewhat, or a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. And your state government?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And your city government?
Somewhat.
Okay. And the last one is ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How do you feel with that? How much do you trust?
Mm-hmm. Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. And the next one it is, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, and contacting representatives. And the first one, it says, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Somewhat
motivated or unmotivated?
Somewhat motivated.
Okay, thank you. Then next one, it says, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow business to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Do you feel very motivated? Somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Somewhat.
Okay. Somewhat motivated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one, it says, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. How do you feel? Very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Someone
motivated?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means college and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Somewhat. Are we almost done? Because I have to get to work. I have to
do some
paperwork.
We almost done. Thank you so much for your time, Miss. And how likely are you participate in the following? I'm going to read out the options, and it says, voting in elections, do you feel very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Likely, more than likely.
Very likely?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Signing a petition?
Not that.
Not very likely?
No.
Okay, thank you. And boycotting a company?
Not likely.
Not very likely or not at all likely, I'm sorry?
No, not at all likely.
Okay, thank you. And sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media? You feel very likely, somewhat likely?
Not very likely.
Not very likely?
No.
Okay. Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
For what?
Volunteering or for an advocacy organization?
Likely.
Very likely or somewhat likely?
Mm-hmm. Yes, likely.
Somewhat likely?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representative?
Not likely.
Not very likely?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Attending a protest?
Not likely.
Okay, thank you. And the next one, it is, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three, please. And the options are your mail invalid didn't arrive in time, voting doesn't change things that matter to you, you didn't know how or when to vote or register, you didn't think your vote will be counted properly, or inconvenience like long lines is distant polling or ballot drop-off location. There was an intimidating presence at the polling place, or you did not have time to vote, or you didn't know enough about the candidate, or the candidate didn't represent your values, or none of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you face other obstacles?
No, none of the above.
Okay. None of the above because you face other obstacle, or none of the above because you always vote?
None of the above because I vote.
Okay, thank you. And the next one, we almost done this. Thank you so much for your time. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, and contacting a representative. The first one, it says, we've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wage and benefits against some of the greatest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We have proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Engage a lot more. You feel engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a little less.
Okay, thank you. And the next one, it says, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to $0 for minimum wage earners, and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Engage a lot more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less.
Engage a lot more.
A lot more? Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And the last one, it says, the Biden administration is spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invest in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. You feel engaged a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage less.
Engage? I'm sorry?
Engage less.
Engage a little less?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much. We are moving to the finish. What are the media sources that you check most for the new content? You may choose two. The options are international news outlets, YouTube, local TV news stations, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, national TV news stations, Twitter, news or informational articles, online podcasts, or do you have others? Oh.